Hello and welcome everyone to episode 21 of Catnaps and Cognac.
Yay.
So
we're officially legal now.
Yes, officially legal. Yeah. We can drink anywhere we want in the United States, in Britain, in India, in Istanbul. We can drink with the Yemenites.
Right.
In Yemen.
If you listen to last episode.
Yes, if you listen to last week's episode. You guys might notice that our voices are coming in just a bit clearer. This episode, and that would be because we are at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you to Sterling from The Lost Dial.
Yes, and he has invited us here. And so the Catnaps took a trip.
Yes, we are on the road.
Wow.
What?
This is a tour. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. This is so cool. Yeah, I was so excited. This is my first time in Connecticut.
So, right. Yeah. So welcome.
Thank you.
This is where I'm from.
I'm here with the Nutmeggers.
Right.
Or the Connecticuters.
What do you call the Nutmeggers?
Connecticutans? I don't know. I'm guessing.
Okay. Well, then you would have lost.
We're just from Connecticut.
You would have lost in our demonym game because that's not what they're called. Aren't they? They're called Connecticuters, right?
Yeah.
But can you say Connecticutan?
Nutmeggers.
Nutmeggers.
Connecticutites?
Connecticut.
I don't think that was one.
That was one. But I mean, you can make it an unofficial one if you'd like.
Yeah.
And if you guys are hearing somebody else on the mic, of course, that's T. Sterling Watson.
Yeah, Sterling's back. We had him on episode 3.
Yes. And now he's back for episode 21.
Thank you for joining us.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's there.
I was messing with the volume on my headphones.
Oh, there you go. You're here. Thank you for inviting us and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for being here. It was great on having you on our show.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We just
much,
recorded.
Much more livelier and just more fun.
Well, you know, I mean, if I had hair to toss back, I would.
I was imagining it for you.
Yeah.
Look at all that flowing hair
right,
to toss back.
You know.
She's so modest. Right. Huh?
So, yeah, we just recorded with The Lost Owl for their 108th episode. You guys got to check that out.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah, we had so much fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, I like being in this studio is nice.
I think it was a highlight of my week.
Oh, wow. Well, wow.
This is definitely one of the highlights of my week as
yeah,
well.
Me too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Touch on the inside. There's tears. Oh. Trust me, there's tears.
Yes, no. You guys don't see them. But
flames,
there.
Flames burning on the side of my face. I had to say that because we talked about Clue earlier.
So why don't we just get into it? And that's what he said.
Oh,
starting early.
Do you guys play the Powerball?
I do.
You do?
Especially I probably should.
$600 million, I would do.
$600 million. You're
going
to play?
I should.
Do they have tickets? I mean, do they have it here in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know some states are not a part of it, so I wasn't sure if Connecticut
Yeah, Connecticut
was one
has
of
it.
Okay.
$600 million.
What would I do with that kind of
money?
Yeah,
what you going to do?
Let me tell you something. First thing I'm going to do is I am going to buy myself a first-class ticket to Dubai. On one of those Air Emirates planes so I can get a pod and get all the food that I want, eat a bunch of dates because that's what they eat over there, and you know, all the rich foods that they eat over there. And I'm not even gonna stay in Dubai. I just want to take a first class flight there and come right back. That's all, because I have the money to do so. Then after that, I'll settle all my, you know, student loan debts and all the other stuff, something that we're going to talk about a little later, student loan debt. You know, set myself up with a home, my parents, my little brother, get him like a college fund, you know, do the responsible thing. Mm-hmm. And then just live off my money. I'm not going to do anything crazy. I will buy myself a new Bugatti, though.
So you can wake up
in one. I can wake up in one. I'm going to blast it, too. As soon as I'm going to go to sleep, I'm sure it'll have an alarm and I'm going to wake up in one. Yes.
What about you, Sarah?
Yeah.
I'll probably do the whole paying off debts and loans first, and then I'm going grocery shopping.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever gone to the store and was like, oh, I wish I could buy like that steak or something, but it's like $20.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know what exactly how I would cook it. But I was like, oh, it costs too much. Or, you know, all the different cereals or Pop-Tarts or just random snacks.
You're just going to have a grocery store in your house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Boom. I'm going to buy this grocery store. That's what I'm going to do.
Or I could just do that. Yeah. Just go in anytime I want.
That would be so nice. Yeah. Like to have your own. I definitely want to, whether I win the lottery or not. I want to have my own garden.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
and a house. Yeah. Actual house.
And a house with a yard. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So what would you do?
I would, of course, pay my bills and set up my family and everything. And one of the things that I really want to do whenever I come in some more money, whether I win the lottery or not, I want to take all my friends on a vacation.
That would be nice. Yeah, yeah, I thought about that.
So you guys are invited.
Oh, yes. Sweet.
I'm already then. I hope you win.
Yeah. Just so I can go on that vacation. Yeah, I would definitely do that. That's
so, yeah,
fun.
I think I would want to do that and just live out some dreams, man.
Yeah, definitely. I would travel the world.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's the first, you know.
No-brainer.
No, I'd probably also have a replica of the studio so that way I can be at my house with
right,
all this
exactly.
stuff.
Right, exactly.
Boom. So, yeah. I think I want to build a teleportation pad like Urkel had. So I'm sure I can find someone to do that.
I'm sure you
so
can.
Glad we're friends. Yeah. It's like, I need to get to, it doesn't matter, but can I just borrow your
and, you know,
teleportation thing?
Yeah.
I'm out of gas.
Right. So, mm-hmm. So let's make that happen. Yeah,
so
definitely.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Well, because everybody is going crazy with about what they would do if they won the lotto. And those people were tweeting, because the hashtag was TwitPick yourself, your reaction if you won the lotto. And there were a couple of GIFs that just had me on the
so
floor.
Funny.
On the floor. There's this one where, I don't know, they're like on Al Jazeera TV and, I don't know, some guy flips out and he just flips out off of the couch and rolls all over the floor. I think that would be my initial reaction if I found. Would you tell anybody? Would you say anything? Like, would you call anybody?
First of all, I do not want to be on TV. Don't put me on TV. Yeah. Don't put me in the newspaper. Right. I don't want anyone to find out that I won the lottery.
Because you have relatives you never knew.
Oh, right.
Out the woodwork.
So, you know what? I would, in theory, I don't think I'm going to tell my daddy, y'all.
What daddy?
So, I'm going to set him up. It's just going to be, oh, you know, I just found this. Something like that. I'm going to make up something.
I make really good money at work. I got a promotion.
But I would want to tell my mom, but my mom, she has a little bit of a gossip, so I don't know if I want to tell her because she would tell everybody else.
Right.
But I would want to let my stepdad know because he's really good at investing money and stuff.
Right.
So I'm sure he would really know, you know, give me some good advice on what to do.
And make that $600 million grow.
Right.
And exactly.
Make your money work for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. What would you do? I mean, would you tell anybody?
Maybe not at first. What I tend to do when I get big news, I kind of let it trickle out slowly. I'll tell the important people, like my parents and maybe my sister. And then eventually I'll tell other people close to me, like, hey, by the way, I got $600 million. Like, yeah, okay. Like, all right.
I'm not telling anybody.
Not even your mother?
Mm-mm, nobody's going to know. I mean, I guess you guys would realize it. I mean, I'm not a flashy person, so it's not like I'm going to go out there and buy anything
not
crazy.
Flashy after you just whip back all that hair?
Oh, yeah. And after you woke up in a Bugatti?
Well, yeah.
I'm going to know. I'm going to know.
How do you know? You don't know. I got a new job. Business is good. Yeah.
This is the business. This is the company car.
Right. This is my company car. I'm Googling you. No, I'm honestly, like, I wouldn't go out. Hey, I won the lotto. Maybe, I mean, news would trickle out, of course, when you see me, like, in a new house and
walking
y'all know
in the fur.
Right. And the job that I had, y'all know wouldn't pay me enough money to buy me no damn Bugatti.
And however yourself on a flight to Dubai.
Right, to Dubai. Hey! So, but yeah, I would be really modest about it. And I mean, I would be modest about my spending. I mean, of course I would treat myself, but I've always been modest about anything that I do. So winning the lottery would just be great. And, you know, I'd be set up and, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about money, but
I think I would still want to work in some capacity, but now it's just all about me.
I want to be my business. Ventures. Yeah, definitely. My ventures, definitely. And it's not something where I feel like I'm a slave to anybody's job. Like, I can get up and go to France if I feel like it. And have
so
my
isn't
business
that like
run.
A question people would ask, like, if you won $1 million, what would you do with, you know, the rest of your time or your life?
Right.
And then that's how you try to figure out what your career should be.
Right.
So. You guys, I'll be able to take a nap whenever I want to.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right. Nap ambassador. Yes.
Yes. whenever I wanted to. It would be amazing.
I feel like taking a nap right now.
And I'm going to.
And that's it. Who's going to stop
you? Where's my gold blanket?
Or the one made of cash.
Right. So warm.
Money may not keep you warm at night, but it sure keeps me warm.
The lotto. It kind of buys you happiness because it buys you a nap whenever you want it.
You know what? When they say that money can't buy you happiness, that's a lie.
That is a lie.
It's a complete lie. Because money isn't everything, but you can buy things with money that can make you happy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Money can bring you some peace.
Yes.
Even if you are giving your money away, that can still bring happiness to you.
Right, definitely. Mm. Oh, and that was one thing I didn't say, but I would definitely give money away to charities, of course. I mean, that's just an intrinsic value of mine that I'm going to help other people.
That's what you do now.
Yeah.
So
why not continue? Like, yeah. CEOs or just people who have a lot of money coming to them. The reason why is because they give a lot of it away.
Right.
So
right.
That keeps the money. That's how money flows, apparently. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So speaking of money, there is a show where they have tons of money on that.
Yeah.
One of your favorite shows.
One of my favorite shows, Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey. And, you know, I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, how do they make their money on Downton Abbey? Because I don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't watched it, but in this second season, they were a little bit worried about financial matters.
Uh-oh.
And so it's just like, but what do they do to make money in the first place?
They're printers.
Because everybody's always just sitting around eating, Charlotte Russe's and cake.
Oh, so that's every episode? I've only seen one, that's all they were doing.
Exactly, but that's what they do almost every episode. Every episode, it's time to get ready for dinner. And I'm like, well, what did you do earlier today?
Oh, we went. It's like a reality show. It's like Real Housewives. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And that's all they do is, they walk around and eat.
And
that's
throw it. Drinks in people's
faces. They don't go to work. No one goes to work, not even the husband. He's always home with the wife reading a newspaper or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anywho. So Downton Abbey is one of my favorite shows. And then the other day, actually, Ari, she notified me that there was a rumor that
she's a little verklempt.
Yeah, I saw you shudder a little bit.
Because the thing was, like, a lot of people are leaving the show. Maggie Smith is leaving. The guy who plays Matthew Crowley is leaving. The lady who plays Lady O'Brien or one of the help, she's leaving. And they, like, all make the show. So I'd heard that they had just gotten their first African-American cast member on the show. And then Ari tells me that it's going to be Diddy.
As in, like...
P. Diddy.
Sean Combs. Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. I flipped out. I was like, what?
Because he tweeted it.
Yeah,
he was like, I love Downton Abbey
so much, and I have an announcement that I'm going to make later or whatever. Some crap. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
She was really...
Don't stop. Never, bad boy.
Please stop. Don't come. Do not do this. Don't.
She was really pissed.
So upset. And so he tweets, he's like, oh, I'm finally making my announcement. I've been added to the cast of Downton Abbey. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? And like, I even, text my friend, and she's upset, and she's like, what is he going to be the help? I can't believe this. This show is trash now. I was like, you know what? All these other shows that I've been mad about that have been canceled, I'm not mad about them anymore. I'm mad about this. They might as well just cancel Downton Abbey and get it out of here. So a friend of mine sends me a link of a sneak peek of Diddy being on Downton Abbey. And come to find out, he was trolling us. It was like a joke. It was a Funnier Die skit, thank goodness. But the skit was actually really funny. It was hilarious. He like, they... Somehow, computer put him into the scenes with people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and he comes in and he's like, hi, I'm Lord Walcott, and I'm now the new owner of Downton. And nobody's like acknowledging him. And he's like, you know what? You guys can act like you don't see me, but I'm still the owner of Downton Abbey. It's just really funny.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. And there's different scenes where they added him into. It was funny. It was a joke. But so now I'm not so upset anymore.
How do you feel about him as an actor? Because he's done a few things here and there,
Raisin in the Sun, that was a play. I never saw that. And then that other movie that he was in with Russell Brand, I never saw that.
He was
either.
In a movie too. They made it into a movie as well.
What, Raisin in the Sun?
Yeah, those I saw.
Didn't see it.
It was like on ABC, I think
so. Yeah, maybe.
Didn't see it. I wasn't interested.
He also had a bit part in Monsters Ball.
And Get Him to the Grease.
Yeah, that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't see that either. But I heard he was actually funny in that.
That was a funny movie.
He was just playing himself.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So I love that movie, though.
I don't know. I don't know how
Fuzzy Balls are the funniest.
I don't know how he is as an actor because I've never seen anything that he's acted in. Mm. But He was actually pretty good in that skit. It was really funny. I was pleasantly surprised, actually.
Hats off to you, Diddy.
Yes. Top of the morning.
Hats off to you.
Yeah, good show. Good show, indeed. But yeah. But I was actually really nervous. I was so nervous about it. Like, I went on the train because I was told, like, right before I left work. And then I got on the train and the whole train ride home. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I was really upset. I'm just glad he's not on it anymore. Or he was never on it in the first place. Really happy.
So since you're here with us, or since we're here with you, Sterling, and you love, you're a foodie, self-proclaimed foodie.
I like food.
Yes. We wanted to talk about food trucks.
Food trucks.
Because they are everywhere in New York City. I mean, they have them everywhere anyways, no matter where you go.
I have a favorite food truck.
You do have a favorite food. Yeah. What's your favorite food truck?
There's a food truck outside of a Home Depot.
With the coffee, right?
Yes.
What's it called?
I don't know if he has a name for his truck. It's just, he's just there. He doesn't go anywhere.
Okay.
Although I finally found out his name. His name is Bill, and it's some last name I can't pronounce. But he's there, and... he's only open Tuesdays to Fridays from like 6 to 2:30, which sometimes sucks because there are days I just kind of want to drive by because I'm in that area right. working. And I'm like, I'm going to just get a cup of coffee or maybe the rainbow wrap, which I think is my favorite thing on this menu.
What's that?
It's basically just eggs, bacon, cheese, and a tortilla wrap.
Okay.
It's simple, but it's really good.
Yum. I don't
know, it's something about the way he makes it. Or his wife and maybe his sister-in-law. I don't know all the people that are in that truck, but there's three of them. Thursday, I saw him on top of the truck, I think, trying to clean it off. I don't know.
Wow.
But, I mean, he's a hardworking guy, and if you're ever in Danbury at Home Depot, stop by.
Sounds good. What about you? What's your favorite?
I have a couple. So my first introduction to the food truck was the waffle truck. Yes, indeed. The waffle truck is so good. I saw it on Food Network once, and they had gone to visit them. And so they have Belgian waffles, and they come in two different kinds. There's the regular one, and there's one that's called the Liège, and that one's kind of like soft. It's like crunchy on the outside, but like soft and doughy a little bit on the inside. Both of them are really good. And you can get them either sweet or savory. And there's one, there's all these different toppings, dulce de leche, caramel, hot fudge, ice cream, strawberries, bananas, whipped cream, powdered sugar. And then they're like $5, and then the toppings are $1 each. Oh, and the funny thing is, you follow them because the thing is they tweet to let you know where they're going to be. And they'll tweet every day, what is the thing that you can do to get a free dingus, which is a topping. So one day, like... it was raining that way, and they said, if you pretend like you're being blown away by the wind, or it was really windy that day, excuse me, and they said, if you pretend like you're being blown away by the wind, you'll get a free dingus. So you go there, and you're doing these stupid things, or they ask you to sing the national anthem on July 4th. It's just really fun, and you get a free topping, or you can get the weapons of mass destruction, which is $2 extra, and you can get any topping that you want. As many as you want.
Wow.
Yeah, you can get all of them for $2 extra. And then they also have the savory ones where you can put chili on top of the waffle.
I had that one.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry.
So good.
It was good.
Yeah, so the truck is called Waffles and Dingus, and they have like several trucks all over Manhattan. And you just follow them, and they tell you, they tweet you to let you know where each truck is going to be. Because they have the mama truck, the baby truck, the daddy truck, the Zoe truck, all these different German named trucks.
How many trucks?
I think they have seven, and then they have two carts. The carts are not an actual truck. It's just like a little cart with, you know, a stand, and the lady makes the waffles there. They're already pre-made, so if she doesn't have the regular waffle, you're stuck. You're just gonna have to get the Liège, but they're both delicious. My next truck is the Taim mobile truck, which is a falafel truck, and the falafel there is amazing. I mean, and the funny thing is, with all these Jewish and Arab people that live in New York, it's very hard to find good falafel.
I never had falafel.
Oh, you've got to try it.
I don't think you would like it.
No.
I don't know.
I feel like I know what it is, but I don't think I do.
It's ground up chickpeas, and they kind of make it. Again, you probably haven't had good falafel. Do you like falafel?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. You haven't, because I've gone to New York and I'm just like, this falafel is awful. But at Taim Mobile, at Taim Mobile, it's delicious. And they make a falafel sandwich with tzatziki sauce, hummus, tomatoes and cucumbers and all that stuff. And then they have this delicious lemonade, which is ginger mint lemonade. It is absolutely refreshing, especially during the summertime when you're out there and you need something cool and refreshing. It's just so good. That one's good, but I don't know what else they have. They have a whole bunch of stuff. I only get the falafel sandwich, which is good. Let me see. The mud truck is good. The treats truck is good. They have all types of brownies, cookies, whatever. And then there's the Cool House truck. This is my last one. I'm not going to tell you guys anymore. Cool House truck is an ice cream. It's an ice cream sandwich truck. And they have all these different kind of cookies like and different kinds of ice creams. And so you can mix and match. My favorite one is the red velvet ice cream sandwich. And then they have this, I forget the name of the vanilla that they use, but it's a specific vanilla ice cream that they use. And it has like actual vanilla bean in it. And they give you a wrapper and the wrapper is edible. The wrapper that you hold the ice cream sandwich in. It's like flattened out flattened out ice cream cone. So it like melts with the ice cream and you hold it. It's delicious. It's so good.
We want you to come by. They have a food truck rally.
Right. They have a food truck rally and it goes on every first and third Sunday of the month until October. So one day we're going to have to all schedule for you to come down to New York and let's go to the food truck rally. It's so, so good.
Well, I looked it up, and this is from flavorwire.com, and they say that food trucks have been around since the 1860s, and it was invented by a Texas Ranger named Charles Goodnight. What kind of name is that?
Charles Goodnight?
Yeah, Charles
Goodnight. That's
funny. Charles Goodnight.
Who realized that putting a kitchen on wheels could solve a lot of people's problems, so that was where it all began.
It's so great.
It was like a couple of years after trucks were actually invented.
It's called a chuck wagon.
A couple of years after trucks were invented. But at the food truck, the food truck rally, they have the Korean taco trucks. There's a gorilla cheese, which they make all different types of grilled cheese sandwiches and mac and cheese, but it's like with gourmet cheeses. Like they use brie and Gruyere. And
I love cheese.
You would love the gorilla truck. You would love that place.
One of my favorites is there's a French fry truck, and they have just regular French fries or whatever. But tons of different dipping sauces.
Yeah. Mm.
So they make their own ketchup. You can get like Dijon. There's so many. Like I sat there for like 10 minutes. Like, what should I get? I don't know.
You were just getting upset. Because
because everybody else is as overwhelmed as you are.
Yeah, they're so overwhelmed. And they have like, the special of the day. But I've only been there twice and I've never seen it again. And it was in Union Square, but AV, we went there and it was so, so good. And then another one I like is the Tribeca Taco Truck. And I would normally get a chicken quesadilla and they have a pineapple barbecue sauce. Like it's a pineapple chicken quesadilla and they have a pineapple barbecue sauce that you dip it in. And it's amazing. No, not chicken. It's pork. Sorry. Mm. It's a pork quesadilla.
I need either one.
It's really, really good.
This fried truck, it's elusive, like you can't find it anymore?
I've never seen it again. Mm. And because normally, certain trucks, they stay on the same route or at least like within the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And this one was just parked in Union Square the two times that I saw it. And right next to it is a Korean barbecue truck. And that one's like always there. And we asked him like, when are you here? And he's like, oh, I'm here every Friday. He was never there every Friday. So I don't know what was up with that. He lied to me. It's like, don't you want my money? I want to give it to you. I want to give you everything.
We're going to have to Google him and find the fries truck.
It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. I know quite a few people who love fries and just the fact that, I like fries, but I'm not like crazy about them. But the way
There's all those different sauces.
I need to try that.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. It looks like one of the first waffle trucks started in New Orleans in 1940.
Really? Wow.
Hot waffles for 5 cents.
Wow, I wish I could get a waffle, a hot waffle right now for 5 cents.
And even with this Danbury food truck, I just see a white screen.
Oh, you're right.
They actually made a hot dog that I actually like to eat. I don't like hot dogs. But.
Oh, yeah, they have those too. I wish I could, if I knew the list of all the people that were going to be there.
Let me see.
At the food truck rally. It's just a whole bunch, and it's really cool. It's at Grand Army Plaza, and so not only if the weather's nice, you know, you can sit down on the grass, you can look at the Grand Army Plaza statues. It's just really nice. It's a really nice event. And all they need now is a liquor truck. Yeah, to have something to wash down.
That would be good if a cocktail truck. Can walk around with the liquor. Yeah,
that at first I thought that'd be a problem, but as long as the guy operating the truck isn't driving, not drinking. Drinking the liquor.
Oh, exactly.
You can't walk around with it, though.
Yeah, too bad. New York stinks.
Oh, here's one big topic that we need to, I guess, address is student loan debt.
I was talking about that earlier.
So oh, wait. Do I have a sound effect for that? I do.
Student loan debt is whack.
It is completely whack. Student loan debt is up to $1 trillion.
$1 trillion.
Can you play that one more time? Yeah, well, hold on a second. Right. Student loan debt is up to $1 trillion.
$1 trillion. And so basically, because of all this debt that people have with student loans, it is causing the economy to be, I mean,
suffer.
Suffer, exactly, because the kids who have all the student loan debt aren't buying anything. They're not purchasing homes. They're not buying cars, mainly because they don't have the money. They are.
Or their credit's jacked up because of the
debt. Right, exactly. Their credit's jacked up because of the debt. And so they cannot. Oh, it's awful, you know? And we're just trying to figure out, like, why is it that school costs so much? Why is it that student loan debt is the same amount as credit card debt?
Because you're paying your school with credit card.
That's amazing. That is really outrageous. Amazing, not in a good way. It's just like, whoa, it's just completely awful. And, you know, I know kids. I went to a private school. I mean, excuse me, a public school. And so, you know, tuition for me for my 4 years of college was $24,000. That was for me for 4 years. Some people are paying that per year at private schools or more. Like, I know UM is about almost $50,000 if it's not there already per year, but that includes housing and everything. However, that is still a lot of money to pay for school. And I mean, when you get out of school, are you getting a degree? I mean, are you getting a job that is going to pay you the amount that is necessary to live to pay back those loans?
Yo,
of course not. Entry-level job.
Right.
I know a couple people, they say that their student loans are like $500 a month.
That's
for school loans. One of my friends, hers is around three something in order to pay per month.
Per month.
For school loans.
Wow.
It's like that is this bill combined.
Right, exactly.
Like, whoa.
Like, you know, mine are just under $100. And that was because the grace of God, I had a scholarship when I went to college. Only reason why I took out loans was when I moved on campus, and because it was better for me to move on campus, and campus didn't. I mean, my scholarship didn't cover me to live on campus. That was it. So I'm blessed where I didn't have that many student loans. But can you imagine that? Like, we know a kid who's paying $1,000 a month for student loans.
Wow, what's he doing for income?
He's a lawyer.
Well, okay.
So I guess that worked out for him.
Making more than $50.
I think the president, he still owes money, doesn't he?
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. The president still owes money.
And his wife.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He can still be the president and owe tuition.
It's just wild.
Maybe he needs to win the lotto.
So last week it was the 40th birthday or anniversary or something of Sallie Mae, and they like tweeted like, "Oh, we're 40 now," and da 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 da. And yo, their mentions on Twitter were just blown out of the water with people so upset at them. Like, people curse them out on a daily basis.
Yes,
daily basis. Just "F you, Sallie Mae," just out of the blue.
Right.
Nobody's a fan of them.
No one likes Sallie Mae. No one like.
Who's following Sallie Mae on Twitter?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe Freddie Mac. Maybe.
Freddie Mac. Yeah.
And maybe Twitter Johnson.
I don't know. Twitter Johnson. Maybe. Daddy went to school with his mama, right?
He did. He did.
It's a comeback. I love Twitter Johnson.
Twitter Johnson.
But it's like Sallie Mae. Just the U.S. Loan Department.
My God.
It's almost like Sallie Mae Sigh. Period.
Right.
Because every
right.
time I hear about it, it's like Sallie Mae.
I definitely had Sallie Mae. Uh-huh. I paid them off though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Sallie Mae loans that I had, thank God, they were minimal. And it was actually like I had an ACS loan and then it got transferred to Sallie Mae. And I was like, you know what? I gotta get her out of here. $1,200. Here you go, boom, bye. Please leave me alone. Don't talk to me ever again.
I'm just hoping for a day when school can either be cheaper or free,
you know what?
Yeah.
At least cheaper. Let's bring the prices back down.
Yeah. And, you know, also I wish that they would teach kids in school about finances and also, you know, taking out loans and things like that. Because, I mean, I guess so now since we've gone through it, we know we would be able to teach our kids like, okay, no, don't do this. Don't get a credit card when you go there. Just because they're going to give you a free pizza doesn't mean that you need to apply for this credit card. Yeah, those
t-shirts.
You got
those kind of deals? I didn't get
those. Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah, they had.
Actually, they didn't even show us any.
Yeah.
At our school, they had that. I don't know if it was when they started it, but MTVU had their own
cards.
Card,
right.
So they came to our school and they gave out t-shirts.
Yeah, City Bank.
Like, not even a CD.
Yeah.
I mean, they
didn't
get a mixtape?
Yeah, Citibank was out there giving out free pizza, mm-hmm. and you could get as many as you wanted, as so long as you applied for the card. And then, you know, some were giving free t-shirts, things like that. But, I mean, even, I don't know, I guess it's antiquated now to write a check. But even in that, like, people need to know how to write checks. Mm-hmm. People need to know what their what impact is going to, what their credit score and how it's going to be impacted by getting a credit card, by applying for things that you don't need, by spending money, you know, and getting loans that you can't pay for. And I wish there was an actual class where they taught kids to how to be financially responsible and to know that you should save money first, pay yourself first before you go mm-hmm. out and spend a whole bunch of money during the weekend and, you know, partying and buying shoes and things like that. Because
that stuff is not going to last.
Right, exactly. Because me, myself, personally, I will not be working at Walmart as a greeter when I'm 65. It's not happening. When I retire, I don't even plan to retire that late. I plan to retire way earlier than 65.
So you can get to Dubai to the, you know, with the dates.
Right,
and
exactly.
So.
When I get to Dubai while I'm eating my dates, you know, and in my pod.
On money
exactly.
that you saved.
Right, on the money that I saved or won, but I still would save my money when I win the lotto. But that's my thing. It's just like, you know, I wish people would be more financially responsible. And, I mean, if you think about it, our parents, when they were our age, they, you know, they were buying houses and buying cars and having children. I couldn't even think about buying a house right now. No way. No way.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
And big up to the people that do, because one of my friends, she's 26 and just bought a house.
Is she married?
No.
Oh, I have a thing about that.
I do have a friend who's 26, bought a house, married. And,
oh,
you know,
if they're married,
she's been with her boyfriend forever, and they have a child, and they're
okay, that's different. I thought it was just a single person who just bought a house because
they bought a house together.
Okay, that's different. Any woman that I know that goes out and buys a house before she gets married doesn't get married. Every woman that I've known who's bought a house before she got married didn't get married. And then when the one person I knew who bought a house before she got married, she sold the house and then she got married.
Just help us out, man. Just help us get rid of these loans,
please. Oh,
we want to stimulate the economy.
Right,
we definitely want good for ourselves.
Right,
you know what I'm
saying? We want to buy homes.
You want good for yourself,
of course I do.
You want good for yourself, Sterling.
You want good for yourself too, don't
Listen,
you already?
I want the best
okay
for myself.
That's right.
I am the best, so I should get
boom
the best.
So you deserve the best. And I mean, so help us out. I don't know who to ask, who to talk to. I don't know what we need to do, but
we're like a lost generation.
I feel like we are, and I just feel like
clutching, looking for something.
Right.
Money mostly,
right,
but, you know.
And I don't know if it's like,
is this
know,
money? No, this is another bill, though.
Right, this is another bill. This is not money.
It says interest rates on some federal student loans are set to double on July 1st.
My God.
House Republicans and Senate Democrats have both put forward proposals to try to hold them down.
I don't know if it's bratty of me or like, you know, emerging adulthood of me to ask, like, help us out or why. I feel like I don't know if our parents had people who were helping them through and helping them figure out life and things. No, you know what?
They were. Baby boomers?
Because I know all these older people are always like, yeah, my father bought me and my husband a house when we first got married. Yeah, right. My mom's not going to be able to buy me no damn house when I get married. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people who are older, you know, in their 50s, a lot of them, their parents set them up, you know, gave them either the down payment to buy the house or things like that. Mm-mm. Not in this generation. Mm-mm. I don't feel like we have those luxuries.
And I don't think that they care because all they want is their money.
Right, exactly.
I'm talking about, you know, Sally Mae.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Places, they really don't care.
They don't. They don't care.
So unfortunate.
So if we can't bring it down, then how will we go on our vacation?
Exactly.
We can't afford the bubble gum on our private jets.
Right. Ugh.
You need a drink?
I need a drink after all this talking.
What are we
having? I don't drink much, but I think I need something.
Okay.
I am upset. Can't you tell?
I mean, you know, it's
you want to shuffle your papers?
Right.
My notebook, which is already bound and organized.
Well, for the drink, it's not related to student loans or anything like that, but we are in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And as you guys know from our last show, Connecticut is the nutmeg state.
Yes.
And so I'm here with two nutmeggers right now.
Yes.
And I'm from Florida. And,
it just sounds,
you know,
offensive for some reason.
Right? Oh my God.
That must be the Connecticut thing, though. Like, what do you call us from Connecticut? I almost flipped out last week when we played a game.
Yeah, you got to hear her. She almost
I was a little
upset. Fiery. Kind of like nutmeg.
Okay.
Anywho, the drink is called the transplant because mm-hmm. both Aria and I now live in New York, and so we're transplants. I'm a Florida orange. She's a nutmeg from Connecticut.
How about you be maybe a robin?
At least
a state bird.
At least y'all.
I don't want to be a bird.
Boom. At least they don't call y'all crackers.
I'm leaving the room.
What kind of name is that? I can't believe that. That was the unofficial name for Florida. Crackers. What? Cracking what? Anywho, so it's called the transplant.
Yes.
And this drink, it's like a Caribbean punch. It's brown sugar, cinnamon, cloves, ginger, lemons, nutmeg, oranges, and white rum.
Listen now, you better do this to the taste because you can't be putting all this nutmeg and ginger and stuff to make it all spicy.
Exactly.
So add a good amount of sugar, probably about a cup.
Right.
Cup and a half, depending on how much white rum you want to put in there.
Exactly.
Put it in a big old punch bowl.
Yeah. And it's kind of like making lemonade, orangeade, kind of, you know, just use as many oranges as you can to fill up a punch bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as much lemons as you can.
Can
you
might substitute the oranges with clementines?
Yes, clementines.
Clementines.
That's all I was clementines.
Y'all better leave me alone. The dictionary says you can pronounce it both ways.
You know what? The dictionary always also has bootylicious in there, so I'm not taking credit for the dictionary.
Was it Webster or was it?
Yeah, was it Oxford?
I think it was Oxford. I think it's an Oxford dictionary.
Anywho, well, is that our show for today?
That's our show for today. Oh my gosh! Thank you so much for allowing us to be here.
Yeah, so
unfortunately,
much
if it wasn't for my co-host, we would have been here earlier.
Oh, that's okay.
All right,
and we don't mind.
Yeah, we had a great time.
We did.
And thank you for being on the show,
Thank you for having me, Watson.
Yeah, where can we find you? Yeah.
Oh, you can find me all over the internet. Just type my name in Google if you want.
Whoa. You just said Google. You better Google me.
You better Google me.
Okay.
That's one of the easiest ways, but I'm usually on Twitter a lot. So at INDOOB and doob.com as well. I haven't been blogging as much lately, but I'm trying to catch up with that.
All right.
With movie reviews and all that.
All right. Yeah,
because
he's part of the movie club.
He's a movie buff.
Yeah, movie buff.
I do what I can.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gents, we will see you next week.
Yes. Bye.
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 In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes on top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing. Come on.
Yeah, I wanna floss with us.
Come on.
All across the board, we burn it up. Right. You drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Yeah. Slacking on your pimping.